Oh my goodness, it's 2021. Damn, I didn't think that 2020 would ever end, but it did. And we are here back together for season two. And I'm so excited that you guys are here yet again joining me on this plant journey. This episode is going to be a little lighthearted because I don't want to get into all of the politics on everything that's going on. We have officially gotten through a full week of 2021 and some shit has hit the fan, y'all. But I'm not here to talk about that. What I'm here to talk about today is some plants. And just to welcome you all back to this podcast, like I said, this is season two. I have so much in store for you all. I have sort of set up this podcast a little differently for season two. I'm trying out something different. Each month will be a different theme, and I will do interviews and have discussions around whatever theme that is for the month. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. You know that I'm open to hearing your thoughts and receiving your reviews. So once I guess this season really kicks off, which although this is the first episode, things are going to really get started. Next month, I have a very special announcement. I'm doing something really different in February, and so I'm so excited to share that with you guys. But you have to be following my Instagram page at Black Plant Chick on Instagram to receive the details on that big announcement. I'm going to go live on the 22nd that evening. I don't know what time, but just be on the lookout and I will be making that announcement. I'm excited about that, y'all. But so listen, I created this list, right? 10 planty things that I'm leaving in 2020. And I want to do a little countdown with you guys and tell y'all what's on this list. Listen, you could either agree or disagree, make your own list and share it with me. Listen, if you make your own list and send it to me either on Instagram or email at blackplantchick@yahoo.com, I will read it on the show, maybe on the next episode. But like I said, this is my list. These are 10 things that I am going to be leaving in 2020. But before I do that, there are three things that I am grateful for that if 2020 did not take place the way that it did, these things would have never happened. So I want to do that countdown with you guys. So sit tight. Get you something to drink, repot a plant, and join me for the very first episode of 2021 and season two. Listen, we all know that ferns be tripping and bugs be bugging. We also know you love plants. And you love to get the tea served with some planty shade. So, honey, you need to check out the Plant Kiki podcast. The Plant Kiki is a fun, safe space for grown and sexy plant parents to listen and kiki along with their favorite soil cousins who are dishing the dirt on their favorite foliage, a little pop culture, botanical trends, plants they wish they had, and plants they wish they never had. The Plant Kiki podcast is presented by Black in the Garden. And you guys, it'll be available to you October 10th. To learn more about the Plant Kiki podcast, follow them on Instagram and Twitter at The Plant Kiki. This podcast is also sponsored by Black People with Plants. If you support everything Black the way I do, then you'll love Black People with Plants. The melanin drips over everything green in this space. Black People with Plants is bold and unapologetic. To learn more about this movement, follow them on Instagram at Black People with Plants. That's Black People W dot Plants. I All right, y'all. So I was making a couple of lists last year, like many of you, making a list of things that I want to do in 2021, things that I want to let go, things that I want to change, just listing out tons of things at the end of the year and just throughout last year making these lists. But I have these two lists that I want to share with you guys. And the first one is three things that I'm grateful for that came in 2020. Number one is the courage to pivot. You guys know, if you've been following this podcast, I talk about a change that I made within the industries that I was working in, from working in the sex industry to now being a plant influencer. Yes, I'm getting used to saying that. Plant influencer. But, you know, I've made that transition. But when I really think about how it happened, that transition came about because of the pandemic, because I had time to actually sit and really look at what I was doing with my career and if it was really benefiting me. And so if the pandemic would not have happened, I would have not made that change. And y'all, we would have not met each other. This podcast would have not existed if it wasn't for that pivot that I made. So that's number one. Number two, being welcomed by the plant community. Y'all, this plant community is huge. And if you follow me on Instagram, then you know that I'm always talking about finding a community that speaks your plant language. Well, once I was accepted into the community, I realized then it was necessary for me to build. But I'm so thankful to have been embraced by so many of you. The love that you guys share with me from the very beginning of my start on Instagram to today is just incredible. And so I'm so extremely grateful for you all. That's number two. And number three is the plants that I kept alive. You know, we as plant people, bringing in plants to our home is sort of like an experiment. You know, yeah, you might know this plant and you know what this plant needs because maybe you've had one, but maybe that plant just didn't feel right in your space. So you kind of beat yourself up and, you know, you get so down on yourself when a plant dies in your home. But I am just grateful for all of the plants that I have had that are alive. Because those are the ones that matter. Those are the ones that really stuck it out with me. And so I'm so thankful for you guys. So those are the three things. There are several other things that are very personal to me that I will not be sharing on this podcast, not because I don't trust you all, because I do, I love you guys, but because I think that some things are better left kept secret or just, you know, write in your journal. But those are the three things that I'm grateful for this year. So thank you guys for listening to that. But now let's get into the mess. Okay. These are the 10 things that I am leaving in 2020. And it all is related to plants. These are the planty things, as I call it, that I am leaving in 2020. You may not like this list. I don't care. Send me your 10 things that you want to leave. All right, y'all. So we're going to start at number 10. All right, here we go. Number 10, shopping at big box stores. Y'all, there's so many local nurseries and so many people that we know that are selling plants that it is time for us to support them. I know that it's so easy to go to your big box stores. These stores I won't name, but you know who they are. You have them in your neighborhoods, but it's so easy to go to these stores and pick up a ficus for $14.99 and bring it back into your home. But y'all, they don't care for these plants. They do not care. Have you ever walked into one of these big box stores, went into the plant section, realized that, damn, they got such a variety, but why do they look so shitty? Y'all, it's time to let that go. And I'm really speaking for myself. That is definitely something that I am working on, because although I go to these big box stores to get household items, I'm always looking at their plant section. And you know, yeah, there are times that I just be like, oh shit, it's only $14.99. I'm gonna grab it. But I want to make a I really want to make a point this year to support more of my local nurseries. So that's number 10, y'all. Like I said, you can agree or disagree. It don't matter. Number 9, overpriced plants. Y'all, it don't make no sense. I'm not buying a fiddle leaf fig for $650. I don't care if it's bigger than my house. I am not doing it, right? Just because you spend $125 on a philodendron don't mean that you is the ball shit. Okay? It just means you spent $125 on something that you don't even know if it's going to survive in your space. Stop it. Some of y'all may not like this because I know a lot of you all love these beautiful rare plants and they are gorgeous. But shop around before you spend $250 on this plant. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. All right. Number 8, gnats. Gnats. I don't even know if I need to really go into why we need to leave them in 2020, but we need to leave them there. There are ways to stop them from invading your space. Listen, call me. Let's chat. Let me help you. Do some research. Go buy products. There are ways. Stop overwatering your plants. There are ways to get these nasty little things out of your home. Inspect your plants before you bring them home. Shake up that soil before you bring it into your car. Y'all, gnats, let them go. Ugh. All right, so number 7. I was a little skeptical about putting this one on my list because I know it's going to hurt some feelings out there, but I'm going to say it. Fake birds of paradise, bird of paradise plants, the fake ones. I'm over them. I can't stand how they look. They're just stuck right up. They don't even fold over like a real bird of paradise. If it's going to be fake, make it look real. I'm so tired of seeing them. Now, if you're buying these fake bird of paradise plants, then you're using them for, you know, photo shoots. So be it. But stop putting them in your house. Sick of it. Big old ones, too. Ugh. All right. I'm going to go past that one quickly because I know that's going to, like, ruffle some feathers, some fake feathers. Number 6. Y'all, once again, I feel like I have to throw this disclaimer out there every time that I say something that's on my list. But y'all, this is just me, all right? Number 6, the finger test. I know that it's easy to stick your fingers into the soil and you can tell that it's wet. But what about finding out what's going on with the entire soil, right? The entire plant from the top of the soil to the bottom. You know, if you are a person who overwaters, then doing the finger test is not helpful to you because you're just throwing water on top of water on top of water. And then you're going to ask yourself, why is my plant dying? Get a moisture meter. They are $11.99, $12.99. I got some in my Amazon store, which I will make sure I link in this description section. But y'all, like, unless you are, and okay, so yes, this is number 6 on my list, but I have a few other points underneath it that I'll say. If you are a very experienced planter who knows their plants, right, and doesn't need a moisture meter and they can just tell, whatever, then so be it. You stick your fingers in your soil and you know what you're doing. Okay. But if you are new to this planting game, get a moisture meter and use it, y'all, because sometimes that your fingers are short. Sometimes your fingers don't make it 2 inches into the soil. Okay. Okay. I hope I don't lose any listeners because of this episode. Number 5, holding on to plants that don't serve you. Sis, that begonia that you just keep looking at in the corner of your house, but you don't really care about it. When you stare at it, you like, oh, did I water you? You know, you turn up your face every time you got to do something to care for it. Let that plant go. Give that plant to someone who will love on it, right? Don't keep it. Let it go. Letting go of plants that no longer serve you. Let's leave that. I'm sorry, holding on to plants that no longer serve you. Let's leave that in 2020 and let's do better in 2021. Number four, this is a big one. I know this is going to hit home for a lot of you. Overwatering. It's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. And I'm not even going to elaborate on number four because you know it. You know who you are. Let it go. Number three, using plants as props. Using real plants as props. Y'all, it's time to change your home to fit your plants, right? Instead of changing your plants to fit your home, put those plants in places that they are going to thrive in versus places that look good to you, because that's usually not where they're happy. So stop using plants as props. This was a big one for me because this is how things started for me and I learned that lesson. All right. So I can put this on my list. Okay. Okay. Number two, using potting mix. By now, you all should know how to mix soil. You all should know what type of soil benefits your plants. Okay. Sure. You can buy a bag of potting mix. But buy some perlite, buy some pine bark, buy some pebbles, buy other things to help that soil do what it needs to do for your plant, right? Come on, y'all. Number one. Number one is big for me because this is very personal to me, all right? I have been in this space for since May of last year, been in this space openly, right? Since May of last year. And since I started sharing my love for this particular type of plant, I have experienced a lot of different feelings about it. And I would like to silence that noise now. So number one on my list is I'm leaving the people who hate on the fiddle leaf fig in 2020. Don't get mad at me because you can't keep this plant alive. And that's no shade. The fiddle leaf figs ain't for everybody. You have to have the right space and the right patience to care for it. So number one, I'm going to say it again and again, is I'm leaving the people who hate on the fiddle leaf fig in 2020. I'm not doing that. I don't need that type of energy into this new year, going into this new year. Y'all. So listen, that's my list. Those are my 10 things that I'm leaving in 2020. I am going to post this list on social media when I release this episode, and I know it is going to cause some issues, and I don't care because it's my list. Please share me your list. If you got 3 things, 4 things, 5 things, 10 things, 20 things, plenty things that you are leaving in 2020, share it with me so I can share it with the world. You guys, get ready because season 2 is going to be so much fun. I have already planned out several episodes. I'm working on a lot of things this year, but I'm also taking my time. So I will be releasing these episodes on my normal schedule, which is bi-weekly. I do plan on doing more workshops. I still offer consultations. Even though I was taking a break from social media, I was still doing consultations. I am interviewing with a lot of different people. I'm really excited. I'm creating more and more footage. I'm being hired for things, y'all. These doors are just opening. If you haven't already, check me out on housebeautiful.com. I have 3 plant guides up there. You guys, listen, hire me. If you are a magazine company, a floral company, a household brand that wants to get into the plants, hire me to speak to your people, to help you with consult, or to consult you in the plant world and to help you get into this space. Check me out. Email me at blackplantchick@yahoo.com. I am available for hire. But y'all, until next time, like I always say, this hasn't changed. Love, peace, and propagate.